Before I begin, I'll remind you that the industry's can't-miss must-attend event is a few months away. The Airport Experience Conference, formerly the ARN Conference, will be held at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas February 24th to the 27th. For the handful of you who have never been, don't miss an event attended by all the airport experience industry's decision makers, executives, forward thinkers, and change agents. They'll all be there, all in one spot, under one roof, learning, networking, and sharing. Oh, and there's the Experience Hall featuring new and established brands. You got to check that out as well. And for the majority of you who attend annually, don't wait. Register now. In fact, everyone go to airportxnews.com/conference to get details on the agenda, to register, to look for sponsorship opportunities, and of course, to exhibit. Basically, don't miss the Airport Experience Conference. This is episode 11 of the Airport Experience News Podcast. I'm Ramon Lowe, the publisher of Airport Experience News. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher. So in this episode, I speak with Lise DeAndrea of Customer Service Experts. And what else could I possibly talk about with someone who is the founder of a company called Customer Service Experts other than customer service? So over the last year, I've been looking at various trends that could possibly affect the course of customer service. And there are a lot of advancements out there. And a little teaser for you, some I'm already working to hopefully get on this podcast. Anyway, I looked at newsmakers beyond airports and some even that are currently in airports that are continuing to penetrate the market. I look at apps, self-ordering kiosks, delivery services, and of course, cashierless stores like the Amazon Go stores. And I wonder if human contact is going to go away, or are we just going to see customer service evolve into something else? Anyway, that's the foundation of my conversation with Lise DeAndrea. I'm here with Lise DeAndrea, the president, CEO, and founder of Annapolis, Maryland-based Customer Service Experts. Lise, thanks for taking the time to sit with me.
It's my pleasure, Ramon. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. So I figure that I can't talk about customer service without talking to someone who knows a lot about it, especially since it's in the name of your company, you know, Customer Service Experts. So before we begin, for the uninitiated, can you just give me a bit of a primer on what CSE does?
Certainly, yes. So CSE, we were founded, actually we're celebrating our 25th birthday this year, and really we were founded on retail and food and beverage way back when, starting in the shopping center industry. So we were working with developers on really increasing the level of customer service throughout the malls and being able to engage employees in a way that was service-based and optimizing revenue. From that model, we moved over into the airport industry the year 2000, almost 20 years ago. And we have now expanded that into the customer experience approach airport-wide. So really our specialty now is airport-wide customer experience. And we work with all airport entities to really provide foundational work for innovation and improvement of customer experience. So that includes everything from employee engagement and how we can provide resources and support to optimize that service experience over time.
So I want to look at customer service. I mean, it seems pretty simple, but it really is very complex, even more complex now than before. You know, apps. You have apps allowing for direct ordering. You have delivery services, kind of like Delivery Dudes and Uber Eats. They're kind of some form of making their way into airports. You've got touchscreen kiosks. I saw one that Chick-fil-A and I think even Shake Shack are demoing. And then you have Amazon, who has two cashierless stores. They're still in the testing phase, but I'm sure they're not far away from working out the kinks and rolling this out nationwide. So my question to you is, are we seeing the erosion of customer service by way of lessening the contact with customers? Or are we just seeing the evolution of what customer service is? Or is it both?
I believe it is an evolution. I feel strongly about that it is evolving. The expectations are evolving. The more familiar and comfortable customers, people are becoming with technology, the more they expect it to help their day to be more convenient and more efficient. So that spans so many different things, right, in our lives. It includes going to the airport, where convenience is paramount, efficiency and time is paramount. So this combination of touch and technology and evolving that customer experience based on those expectations is really important. So passengers now, when they come into the airport environment, they're starting to see more of these things that, just as you mentioned, there's wayfinding apps, interactive maps, virtual assistants, even robots now. I even heard of one concept recently about a baggage nanny app that you can use to help watch your bags. You know, doesn't everybody want their own baggage nanny? I think it's a fantastic idea. But this type of innovation, although some of it experimental, we are seeing it as part of the evolution of service. So, and service really comes down to what does a customer expect and how do we deliver on that? And given that they're expecting higher technology, higher levels of technology in their life each and every day, they're going to expect this as a function of service. So, but where we need to be really careful is that the technology doesn't take over the touch, right? Mm-hmm. So that it's not just robots milling around, but that we actually do have humans that we can talk to and get answers from, because that we are finding in our research is very, very important. They don't want to lose that human touch. So, to answer your question, is it less of a priority now that we have all of this technology? No, customer service is actually part of that. The technology is part of the customer service. The success of how we deliver customer service is based on customer expectations. So now that we have so much technology in our lives, customers, passengers are really starting to expect more technology in the airport as a customer. So they do go hand in hand. And as technology evolves, this service expectation is going to evolve. And as customers are more familiar with the technology and become more adept at it, they will start to realize there's a new level of convenience and a level of efficiency that they can achieve by utilizing and testing this technology. So, but they do go hand in hand. You can't just have apps and technology in a vacuum. There needs to be personal touch along the way, whether it's helping a customer learn how to use it for the first time or having available to them questions and answers on how to use it most effectively and so forth.
So I guess we shouldn't look at this as a means of the rise of the machines, right? Or these apps and other services that are saying, well, I no longer have to kind of interact with someone. Because again, if we look at just our space, airports, it is kind of a stressful or, you know, tense kind of process getting through security, looking for your gate's moved, finding something to eat, you're delayed, et cetera, that in some ways you can't replace that human interaction with an app or a machine, or maybe soon you can. I don't know. That's just my feeling. Do you agree with that?
Well, like I said, they work along with one another right now. Now, there are some technologies that will take on their, you know, they will begin to run autonomously on their own because of everyone's familiarity with it. I'll use the Southwest check-in, for example, or any of the airline check-in kiosks, right? At first, if you remember back how many support team members they needed to have hovering around those kiosks in the beginning to help passengers understand what to do. Oh my gosh, I've got to peel my own bag tag. That's crazy, right? You're thinking, that's not my job. I'm a passenger. I'm not supposed to be putting this bag tag on my bag. Yeah. But now it's commonplace and everyone has adopted it and it is familiar to them and it is part of the process. So it evolves, it continues to evolve, but it's enhancing efficiency at the same time. So it's freeing up passenger time in the terminal. A lot of these apps are really great at time savings, hands-on knowledge. It gives them, like you were saying, they become so anxious about where they are, where they're going, where they need to be when, and having hands-on knowledge in your hand and in your tablet or smartphone enables you to get from point A to point B a lot more efficiently and knowledgeably. So the more people adopt this, the more that they understand it, and the better we prepare employees to help passengers use these technologies, the more informed everyone will be and the more seamless experience it will be.
I guess I'm just hoping, I mean, to use your baggage tagging analogy with Southwest, you know, eventually, at first, a lot of people had to help you kind of use it and it was weird. Now it's just second nature. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a time that I'll just ask again, that will happen with something else? Because it seems like people are weighing or leaning more towards convenience than customer service. Oh, I can get through this faster if I could do this myself rather than wait through a line, or I can order ahead and have my meal or a sandwich waiting for me so I don't have to stand in line, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think we're moving in that direction. I think every airport is different because the passenger base, the demographics are different. Expectations, you know, that your sense of place is different, how you move about the airport, how terminals are set up. So there are a lot of factors that play into the success of any given technology in any given airport. You know, even right down to what airlines there are or what concessions are available. You know, there's so many different things to look at. But I think that there's great success. We're already seeing many success stories around this type of innovation, and it is welcomed and embraced and used regularly. So yes, I think we'll be seeing a lot of examples of that. I really commend, I was reading and learning more about the San Diego Innovation Lab, and it's really exciting what they're doing on technology and how they're introducing new concepts into airports, and really their goal being to get it done more quickly and try to launch these things more quickly and see if they are viable and if it's something that has its place in the airport environment. So we're starting to see it throughout the industry, these examples of experimentation and introduction of new things in the airport arena. And I think it's really great for passenger experience.
So you're obviously helping your clients pivot now that you've had all these new innovations and technologies kind of spring up. Can you give some examples of things that maybe you used to do with them that are, I'm not going to say outdated or irrelevant now, but you're kind of shifting your focus towards something else?
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be, you know, I think even your own organization, Ramon, is shifting too with, mm-hmm. you know, the rebrand to AXN. I think it is an industry shift that we're seeing from, it's not just about concessions anymore. It's not just about single partners throughout the airport anymore. It really is a community of service, and bringing all of these entities together for a seamless customer experience is the shift. And, you know, we work diligently every day to help our clients to achieve that more effectively. We're seeing, you know, that each of the airport partners throughout the airport, the passengers don't know that they don't work for the airport, that these are all separate entities. But how do we connect them in a culture of service? How do we unify that for the passenger is the big question. And that's where things are headed. And I think we see it, see this pivot now of a more community-based environment, a community-based experience where everyone is pulling together with the passenger. It's a passenger-centric focus. And also industry-wide, not only within the airports and, you know, the employee base that we're working with there, but we're seeing it really industry-wide. We're seeing examples of how customer experience throughout the airport industry is becoming really a very important priority. And we're seeing an increase in exposure for customer experience. For example, just in 2016, the first ever customer experience conference, yep. which was a combination of AAAE and ACI, joined forces to put together their first symposium on customer experience. I think that speaks volumes about where the airport industry is headed. We're seeing a C-suite awareness now in customer experience that we haven't seen before. I'm going to say it's just really been in the past 5-7 years where it's really starting to elevate to the C-suite as a strategic plan priority. And we had not seen that for many, many years. Just increases in this innovation on CX. It's become a competitive environment for who's going to have the best customer service. Really exciting stuff. You know, it's just really interesting to see. We're actually seeing positions created around guest experience.
Yes.
And, you know, customer experience officers now in the airport environment, which clearly was unheard of in years past. So I think the entire shift here, the pivot really is on how can we all join forces here and get away from the siloism of all of the different service entities that serve our passengers on a day in and day out basis, and how can we unify this and make it a seamless and optimal experience overall.
I like you mentioned, you know, a community of service, because it is a community, right? It's not just the job of the airport, the operator, et cetera. It's really one big organism that has to make this thing work.
Right.
But you had, I just want to focus back on something you said, which kind of struck me. You said that, you know, there's a greater focus now, at least within the last 5 to 7 years, at the C-suite level on customer service. Do you think that also has coincides with the transition as a lot of operators, I mean, they'll just look at food, seeing themselves more as restaurateurs as opposed to just airport concessionaires? You know, you're bringing in people from who have operated on the street side, who have a street side kind of mentality in terms of operating. You're seeing it in the quality of the concepts that they're opening now in these terminals, et cetera. Is that coinciding with that street level focus at the C-suite level?
I think what drives C-suite awareness and you know, really setting priorities and key performance indicators around customer experience is competition.
Yeah,
and you know, it really is the key driver. And the one thing that's going to differentiate any restaurant, especially in the airports, is the level of customer service that they receive. And everyone gets that now. It's not new, but it's becoming more and more important because so many of these restaurant groups have stepped up in an amazing way to provide that level of service. So, and that gets traction very quickly. And then as it relates to new RFP opportunities and so forth, that really serves them well. I'm also talking, though, when I do mention the C-suite awareness, I'm talking about airport-wide, that, mm-hmm. you know, the C-suite at the airport is now recognizing the importance of airport-wide service priorities. And that clearly is something we have not seen in previous years. And the whole industry, you know, really pulling together in that regard is very exciting. But it's not just about, you know, customer experience. There's so many factors. You know, culture is one of them, but there's, you know, really understanding your customer. You know, there's so many different facets. Actually, there was the 8 domains of customer experience management that ACI put out as part of a global webinar that they did it's really fascinating. And it includes, you know, 8 different areas of how to manage customer experience throughout an airport. And again, this is unprecedented. This is the type of information and strategy that airports haven't had in a very long time, if ever. And, you know, just the strategy behind customer experience, understanding your customers, operational improvement, service design, and so forth. So just a variety of factors that it's making us look at airports in a very different way. And we're going to feel it and see it and experience it in different ways now. And it's very exciting and just transformational, really, about where things are headed.
Now, you do a lot of studies and a lot of work. So does this... all this change, does it make it a bit more difficult for you to measure when you conduct your research?
Well, research
is... or is it just different?
I think it's exciting.
this
is what we do. What's that?
It's your passion.
It is what we do. And but the research part, we do some research, but there are so many methods of research out there that are very impactful and very revealing about what's going on in an airport, and so many different ways that you can measure different methodologies. We always recommend that our clients look at a variety of metrics because there are so many layers to an airport and so many ways of looking at what passengers are experiencing. I think the types of measurement are expanding. I think the drill down in measurement is getting much more sophisticated, and the types of feedback that we're getting now, especially from social media and those forms of measurement, are crucial to the success of our business. So looking at social, which is, you know, social platforms are a way to get opinions in real time, what customers are thinking and feeling. But then there's more broad-based surveying that goes on where we're drilling into very specific standards, operational procedures, things like that. So it's there's such a broad spectrum, but I'm seeing more and more types of measurements coming onto the scene so that we can analyze all that we're doing as it relates to CX. And I think it's a wonderful thing because we'll be able to, you only succeed at what you measure. And I think that's a great case for that.
So my next question is, what are some other factors that are contributing to the change in customer service? So there's kind of two parts. I just thought of something else as well. There had been this movie many, many years ago. I think it was the mid-90s with Sandra Bullock. I think it was called The Net. And I remember she was like a shut-in and she did everything online. This is back when the web was still somewhat in its infancy, not what it is now. And basically she just never connected with anyone. And I thought back then to an article published, I think when iPods first came out, and it was talking about people in the New York subway, and they had these, you know, obviously the trademark white Apple earpods in people's ears and no one communicating. I'm thinking now where people are so app-driven, maybe don't want any kind of interaction. Does that also affect the change in customer service, not just on one end, but obviously on the customer end?
It brings up a great question. It's very interesting. The research has shown that people still want some form of human touch. Mm-hmm. We also are learning that they want to be entertained in some way, and that technology doesn't always provide that for them. So there's a human element that's in need for, you know, humanness that still exists in the airport environment, in the retail environment. And it's more about what they're calling experiential retail, where, and there actually was a great article in this month's AXN about this. I was just reading it the other day, as a matter of fact. And providing opportunities in the airport, it was the brand impact article in your magazine, and just talking about those experiences rather than just pure retail, going in and buying something in a store. What environment can we create? What kind of experience and human touch can we create for a memorable visit to the store? And it may not be something that you put in your hand and you put in a bag and you take out of the store that day, but it might be a memory or a thought or something that you connect with that will help you remember that brand or that store or the products in that store at another time, where it may prompt you to buy. It may not be the point of sale right there, but the point of sale will happen at some point later on. So I think it's a really interesting concept that it's not just driving sales in the here and now in retail. It's influencing the brand perception, if you will, and exciting customers around not just the products that you sell, but the concept and the philosophical backing that you have as a company. So I think there's a lot there. And you know, that does require human touch. It requires engaging with customers in a way that's social, that's, like I said, a little bit entertaining, a little bit different than that standard retail interaction.
So my last question for you is, I want you to look into the near future and into the not too distant future. So what are some of the customer service trends that you see that are on the horizon, that are imminent? And then the second part is, what are some of the trends that you see, say, in 3 to 5 years that will be impactful?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this direction that I was speaking about earlier of this unified airport experience is going to create a lot of really great things. We're already starting to see that, you know, there are really 3 key components to optimal service culture, and that's people, place, and process. And
always.
What's that?
I said always.
Yes. And you know, if you take those 3 things, how are each of those things going to be innovating over the next, you know, 3 to 5 years? And clearly, we're starting to see it already, you know, the people part, elevating customer experience on a people level, you know, putting more key roles and key decision makers into a position where they can influence customer experience broad-based across airports, within airport partner entities, and so forth. And then, you know, the place, sense of place, my goodness, it's exploding right now with, you know, you've got your climbing wall and you've got, we're going to be bungee jumping in the airport. You know, there's going to be all kinds of experiential things, sense of place, aspects that have been innovating, and we see them every year, all the different new and innovative things that are going on. And then process is how do we move through from bedside even to gate side, and how are we processing along the way a passenger's journey. And technology, we've already talked about it today, all the advancement in technology and how that's been applied to passenger experience and how it's making it more convenient, more efficient, and really saving a lot of time and confusion. So, you know, I always try to keep a narrow it down to people, place, and process. Innovations over the next 5 years, really it's limitless, and we're already starting to see amazing examples that have been effective and are successful.
Well, Lise, that's all I have. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
My pleasure. This has been fun, Ramon. Thank you so much, and congratulations on a really fun podcast idea. Thanks, Ramon. Take care.